Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Good morning. Wasn't expecting a rap battle today, but here we are. It's Football Sunday, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original, and we're sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is. Call today at 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. You got Arcan, you got Teddy, you got Shime, Mego, you got B-Rabbit back there behind the glass, and we're here with you until 1 o'clock, taking you up until kickoff today. No early games today to tell you about, and no game to react to that we haven't already reacted to. We already talked about the Jets game. So let's go ahead and start with what I think is the first taste of major outside noise, major sort of outside drama, courtesy of both your show, Teddy, and Andy Hart, and Drake May and the fellas at ESPN there, Cam Newton and Stephen A. Smith, going back and forth with our quarterback, Drake May. Teddy, you were right in the eye of the storm. Let's go ahead and start with you. Where do you think this all leads? Can this kind of outside noise permeate a young locker room?
Look, I think this would have been a bigger factor if it were playing, you know, 20 years ago when I was playing. I think this is something Bill would use as a motivation. I don't see that as a tactic for Vrabel. He just doesn't like to acknowledge that stuff or act as if, he cares too much about bulletin board material. So I don't think it's going to resonate too much. I mean, there might be guys behind the scenes that'll talk about it, but it's there's so much noise out there. There's so many different outlets and saying things that I just think it gets kind of caught up in the wash a little bit. To me, it's really not that big of a story as far as what guys are saying in the locker room. I don't think Mike will even address it with his team. So I think it's just kind of really a nothing burger at this point.
And Mike may not address it. And Drake may not want to come out and say, I know all about this, or this is something that's really bothering me, or what have you. But Cam Newton, we know, was his idol growing up.
Yes.
That was someone he looked up to. That's someone he modeled his game after. And it's now someone he's in this, like, feud with. That doesn't become a thing?
I'm guessing that has to sting a little bit for Drake May. So to motivate him, maybe? I don't know. He seems, pretty much motivated as it is. I just don't think it'll resonate with the rest of the team. I think it's resonated more with the fans here in Boston. You know, just listening to how people have reacted to it in Boston. People don't like the way Cam Newton, and a lot of people don't like what Stephen A. had to say, but I think people are down on Cam Newton for what he had to say. I think probably Drake has to be, considering that is his idol growing up, which is weird for Cam knowing that. I mean, hell, Cam was with him on draft night when he got drafted.
Right.
They were side by side.
He called him his MVP.
So it's a little bit surprising to me, Shime, that that Cam would go there, considering how Drake has looked up to
him. Yeah. I think it's really weird the kind of stance Cam Newton has taken in all this. He continually just kind of goes against Drake May and wants to put Drake May like in a corner. Like, no, you're not part of this upper echelon of quarterback, even though everything Drake May does continues to prove that he is deserving of being in these conversations. And so it seems weird to me. And I think you're right. I don't think Drake May necessarily will be kind of like, you know, prodded by this or encouraged by this or, you know, feel slighted or anything like that. But I do think there's people in that locker room that will hear this and will feel it and then be like, all right, like let's do
rally
something
around
about it.
Our guy.
Guys like Stephon Diggs, guy like Will Campbell, I think are like definitely hearing it and definitely feeling it and want to rally around Drake May, which I think means that this could be a very big and bloody day for this Patriots offense.
I don't think they want us to know that they're thinking it, though. You know, so I mean, you tell me, Mago. I just don't think these are things that I'd be surprised if they go out there and they, you know, do what we think they're going to do against the Bengals today. They're going to be snide comments about what Cam Newton said. I don't think they want to give energy to it, power to it, because I just don't think that's a motivational tactic that Mike is a big believer in.
I don't think so either. And I do feel like this is just an instance where the spotlight probably feels bigger than it has for most of the season on the Patriots, other than maybe right in after that Sunday night game that they won against Buffalo. Mm. Other than that, in a lot of ways, they have been flying under the radar because it's not like they have these high-profile matchups week to week. And that's my takeaway from this whole thing. If you're a fan out there and maybe you're traveling for Thanksgiving or you're going out with buddies the night before and you're expecting to get some flack about the Patriots and their soft schedule, you're not beating the allegations, guys. Until at least mid-December, until you're at your first holiday party. Because you don't really, I'm sorry, no offense to the rest of the teams that you're seeing on the schedule, but you're not seeing anybody until you see Buffalo again, and then most likely seeing Lamar with the Ravens the week after. And that's what it is. And so if people come to you and they're like, oh, they're not battle-tested, they've only seen two real teams, they're so soft, this is what you say. Sorry, they're winning. I am sorry that they're winning. That seems like it's very tough for you right now. Sorry that they're winning. That's all you say. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're feeling
a little
hurt about it and everybody's hurting your feelings because you want to feel like your football team's really good, but you're not beating the allegations. This is what it is. Like, you're playing a soft schedule. You were maybe the worst team in the league last year. That's why you get this schedule. You're outperforming your schedule. That's great. All you have to say is sorry they're winning.
Fair enough. Some of the teams that picked ahead of them in the draft still suck. You know, like Tennessee Titans are still
very so bad.
Cleveland's bad. Jacksonville's actually okay this year. So Travis Hunter effect. But you know what I mean? Like, I think that you're certainly right about that. I wonder, though, if that can sort of, like, you know, like imposter syndrome, like we're 9-2, but are we really 9-2? Like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. When 2001, I've heard people compare this team to the 2001 team. And I don't think that's a good comparison because that team came out of nowhere and they weren't ever considered, like, you know, overrated. Like they were, they're surprising people every week. Mm-hmm. This team's not really surprising people. They're beating bad teams. And I think that that's sort of different. Like, you know, you're not, you weren't having Stephen A or people like that say, oh, these Patriots team, they're overrated, they're fool's gold, or anything like that, because it wasn't that kind of schedule and they weren't really that kind of team. This team is now at the top of the AFC, really at the top of the NFL here at week 11, well into the season. Like, we're past, you know, a nice little story. We're at the point where it's okay. Are you going to have a bye week or are you going to be, you know, hosting a playoff game? And that's when you get sort of the opportunity to say, okay, well, what are they really? And, you know, we talked about this a little bit last week. Vegas still has them in the top 10, right at the bottom of the top 10.
They're not even the top five in AFC teams.
Yeah. I mean, it's still, there's still skepticism about this team.
There is, and I think obviously it's because of the schedule. I mean, a lot of the wise guys that I've heard talk about this, they always point to the schedule. But is anybody going to give back that Celtics championship that the you know last year when did they have the toughest schedule in the playoffs?
They did not.
Yeah, so who cares? I mean, you know, the 1996 team that went to the Super Bowl, you know, Jacksonville knocks off, you know, our nemesis, the Denver Broncos. Did that mean that we didn't deserve to be in the Super Bowl that year?
Anybody taking away that Super Bowl, Peyton Manning beat Rex Grossman?
Good point.
No, they're not.
No way, right? So at the end of the day, no one cares. And I've only heard, the only time I've heard, because I've been waiting for the disrespect card. That was something we leaned on heavily in those early 2000s, those teams. It was a different era. It worked for us. Maybe we just, you know, I always told people that, did that stuff work with you? You know, they asked, you know, did that stuff really work? You know, when Bill would give you, you know, the
bulletin board.
What was the bulletin board, but the Steelers route for their parade. And I'm like, yeah, it worked. I mean, we just, we ate it up, you know. I'm not sure what that says about us, but we did. I don't know if that works with today's athlete. I don't think Mike uses that. But I have heard Steph Diggs say people didn't believe in us at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I've heard from anybody in that locker room. So I have not heard the disrespect card played. I think Mike makes an emphasis on that. And so I just don't think this, what happened this week, is going to be an issue in that locker room.
I don't think it's going to be an issue, but I think you can use this to your advantage. Like, I know it may not be Vrabel style, but at the same time, like, there is clearly a contingent of people now that are upset that the Patriots are winning again. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good thing for this team, because now you're no longer just, they've clearly not wanted to really be the underdog, it feels like. Well, now you don't have to be. You can be the heel. You can be the villain a little bit. Like, yep, the Patriots are back, and we're back in business, and you can't shut us up until you actually beat us, because we're 9-2, and we are just rolling through the NFL season. Say what you want about our schedule, but we went to Buffalo, we beat their ass. We went to Tampa Bay, we beat them too, and that'll continue to roll. And if you can beat Buffalo when they come back to Gillette and they've looked bad, you're going to continue to be able to say, look, we're just going to keep winning, and then you can kind of become the villain a little bit again. And that will, I think, just create an identity for this team. I think that they, on the outside at least, like, I feel like there has been, you know, clearly in the locker room, they have their identity. They know who they are. They are a family. They're a unit. But on the outside, it feels like we've kind of been carving this character, and now you're starting to see it take form a little bit, right, as the book goes on, and they're becoming the villain. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
I just think this is a much bigger deal for First Take ESPN and Stephen A. Smith than it is for the Patriots.
Yeah.
Like, being in that locker room, I look, maybe there is a little bit of we should be very, very careful with our words, because look at what Drake said getting picked apart now by ESPN on national TV, and apparently like an extremely high-rated show according to the people on the show.
That nobody knows but who's now, actually on the show, because there's different people on the show every single day.
Yeah, yesterday, Stephen A. Smith came out and apologized for it. He said,
"Oh, did he?"
And this is according to Awful Announcing. He says, "I was being facetious because it wasn't that big of a deal. In other words, Cam Newton is on national television and your reaction was, quote, I don't even know where he works. I just didn't believe that. That's all. I wasn't calling him a liar about anything else. Just that he doesn't know where Cam works. But you are right. I don't know Drake May. I've never spoken to him. Again, I was being facetious. I wasn't being serious about that point. So if people take it that way, sure, I can apologize for that. It's no big deal. But I wasn't being serious."
I believe him, by the way. Like, I didn't take that. Like, people were like, oh, he called him a liar. He challenged his manhood and his honor. And
calling
it's like,
someone a liar is a very pointed thing to
it
say.
It is. But you would say, a liar, you don't know who's on my show. Like, I'm the best. Like, he was just peacocking around. Stephen A. Smith.
Right.
I understood that pretty quickly.
But Stephen A. Smith is also, he is so high level at, whether you like him or not,
sure,
at what he does. He has so much experience. He knows that when you go on TV and you call a professional athlete a liar and say he is a liar, that is a really, that is attacking someone's character to some extent, even if it's about something incredibly stupid.
I mean, it was pretty stupid. Real quick, just on the subject of the soft schedule, Boston Sports Inf tweeted this out about a week ago. The last 10 Super Bowl champions ranked in conference and strength of schedule at the end of the season: Philadelphia last year, 15th out of 16. Kansas City, 14th out of 16. Kansas City the year before that, 2022, 15th out of 16. Rams, 12th. Tampa, 10th. Kansas City in 2019, 4th, so that's a good one. The Patriots in 2018, 11th. Philly, 16th, dead last. 2016, Patriots, 16th, dead last. Denver, 2015, 7th. So there's only three in the top 10 in the last 10 years. A lot of them were the worst, softest schedule in the entire league, and they won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
So it doesn't really make a difference.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
These regular season games ultimately won't matter. It's just of, once you get to the playoffs, what happens? That's the only thing that will end up mattering, because that's the only thing anybody cares about. At the end of the year, when you look back, it's what did you do in the playoffs and into the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter what you did in the regular season. It just matters how you got there and that you got there and what you did in the playoffs.
Well,
that's
I would say, like, the way that it matters would be if you're considering that this team that is so inexperienced together and has a lot of young, important pieces have learned the lessons during the season that they need to learn, that once they're in the playoffs, they're like, okay, we've seen this. We've done this. Remember in week 7 when we saw something similar from blank and blank? And that's the only thing where I think it actually matters. But if it's just about respect points, who cares? Yeah. Like that has to be the attitude that they have in that locker room, especially under Mike.
That's only the fans and the media that care about the, right. The players. They respect every team out there. Mm-hmm. You know, they do. The Patriots will respect the Bengals. That's an NFL team. Those guys are getting paid just like they are. So they look at it. You don't ever hear in a locker room a guy go, "Oh man, we got a soft schedule, so that's the only reason we're good." Like no one would ever say that. It takes a lot of luck to get to the Super Bowl. Like those, you know, we had some luck in our runs. I mean, we know that for a fact. There's two things that I think that really can help a team get to the Super Bowl, and you should never apologize for it. One is an easier schedule, and two is that you're healthy. Eight of the healthiest teams in the NFL, they have the least amount of injuries so far. Seven of them are playoff teams. That's not a coincidence.
No, I would say it certainly is not.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That is how it sounded on Thursday night. The Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, who just had his jersey number retired by University of Wyoming. Good for him. But not good for his team. They started off 4-0. Since then, they have gone 3-4 over the last seven games. They are now well behind the Patriots to the point where if the Patriots win their next three games, they've essentially boxed Buffalo right out of that AFC East top spot. That, I think, is noteworthy in and of itself. But also another takeaway I got from that game is that the Houston Texans are scary. That is a very, very scary pass rush that team has. And Buffalo, maybe kind of paper tigers this year. In fact, I've seen it suggested over the course of this week that the Buffalo Bills championship window may be closed and the Patriots may have already overtaken them. Chris Giant, what do you think about that?
Yeah, I don't think that it's necessarily closed just because I think Josh Allen is unbelievable. I still believe in everything he is and everything he has been over the last few years. He is a tremendous football player. So I don't think your window could be closed, but it's definitely like kind of like half shut at the moment just because they need to make drastic changes. They need to move on from their head coach, Sean McDermott. You know, great job, good regular season wins for the last few years, but we need to move on from you because in the playoffs, you melt into a puddle. And then they need to get somebody that can actually I don't know, help Josh Allen on offense a little bit. Like, they need a legitimate number one. They need Stephon Diggs is what they need in that offense.
It's true.
Because when Khalil Shakir is your number one, he can't get open against guys like Derek Stingley. It's just not good enough. But if you're able to slide him into your number two slot and then Dalton Kincaid becomes your third option when he's healthy, the offense becomes a little bit more viable. So they need a legitimate number one receiver. Their offensive line is great. I think they have a good running game, but they need to be able to throw the football. And what you saw in that Houston game is they can't. If James Cook isn't on and cooking, like they are really kind of screwed unless their defense plays great and their defense has been banged up and bad most of the year.
Yeah, it just feels so obvious because the issue, if Josh Allen ever has one, it's when he has to try to do too much.
Yeah.
And that's been the case for at least three seasons now, basically since Brian Daboll left. That was kind of like, if you're going to mess with Josh Allen, that's what you got to do. Mm. And so for them not to have a supporting staff of skill players that he can rely on instead of having to leave the pocket and try to make something happen and then getting sacked the way that he was the other night and just getting taken down and made look mortal, like that, it just is so clear that it feels like I wouldn't even just go to the head coach. Like, I feel like in a way the front office is failing him a little bit.
100%.
Oh, no. And Brandon Bean, the general manager for the Bills, got crushed this offseason for not doing more.
Yep.
The fans there, they wanted more weapons for Josh. They didn't do it. So you
wasn't at the trade deadline either, by the way. They're another team that didn't do anything.
Bean was like yelling at radio hosts in the offseason because they were mad they didn't draft a receiver.
There you go. Great. That's a great point. So I thought I remember. I couldn't quite. I knew it'd been. I heard that voiced out there somewhere. But yeah. So you wonder if he's up to the task. You know, Sean McDermott. It feels like he is what he is. He's a good coach, but is he the guy to get him over the hump? I agree with Shime in this sense that I don't think the window's ever closed with Josh Allen.
Yeah,
is he's your quarterback? There's always. It doesn't take much to just get some key free agents, hit on a draft pick, and all of a sudden they're. They're up there. But I do see Josh Mago going back to old Josh Allen stuff where I know he doesn't have the weapons, but it does look like he's trying to do too much. And in games like the last week against the Bucks, it worked out great. Six touchdowns, three rushing, three passing.
But he also threw an awful interception inside his own 10-yard line.
Right. And then the Texans, he throws two more interceptions. So it's partly on Josh, but it's also, I think, more on the Brandon Bean and the general manager and them not getting the weapons that they need.
So I feel like you're saying it's not an actual regression from Josh Allen. Like, we're seeing bad play at times right now, but it's more about the product of the environment he's in right now, rather than this is indicative of who Josh Allen is trending towards. Like, he's peaked and now he's on the downslope.
Yeah, I don't see him on the downslope. I see him truly as just needing to do more because he has less to work with. The defense is awful. If the running game's not going, they're in trouble. And then just the lack of weapons that he has surrounding him. It's interesting. You know, you sit there and I try to think, the big debate this week was kind of who would you take for a quarterback if he could have anybody. You know, most people would pick Mahomes or Josh Allen. And then I look at, who would you have said has the better weapons around him going into the season, Josh Allen or Drake May? What would you have said?
I probably would have said Josh Allen.
I would have said Josh Allen, too.
I like Shakir.
I might have said Allen just on the run game.
James Cook is just better.
And
the offensive line is just better.
You know, and I think that's a little bit of a mark against Josh Allen. The Drake May is doing more with less.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I feel like Buffalo is so one-dimensional right now, and I don't know if that's partly scheme-related, partly personnel-related, but it feels like, again, like if they can't run if they're not running for 100 yards, they lose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it is a slog to try and win the football game because guys are just not open. Like, Josh Allen drops back and he is dancing around for 4, 5, 6, 7 seconds, and guys still can't get open. And you know how difficult it is for a corner to cover a guy
no doubt.
7 seconds.
But let's take this is interesting. So has Drake May had a really good offense? I mean, a good rushing attack for this year?
No,
he hasn't had help in the running game.
It's been up and down. I mean, he's had a couple of games.
Oh, come on, Arcan. It's not been good.
Comparatively speaking.
As a whole, it has not been good.
On the whole, sure, fine.
So I would say, okay, it's Drake May doesn't use that as an excuse. He's still performing without without a running game. When Josh leaves the pocket, compare that to how Drake, when he leaves the pocket, which one is smoother? Which one looks less frenetic? Which one is more, I think, I don't know, just more aesthetically pleasing
controlled.
To the eye. Yeah, more controlled.
Yeah, this
under,
year is Drake
May. It's not even close.
Yeah.
Josh is just like running around like a
chicken
wild
with
man.
Head cut
yeah,
off.
Man. And I just, to me, he's that was the old Josh Allen. He just looks like he's uncomfortable right now.
Yeah, and the Texans will do that to you. I mean, they are.
That
are
defense is
freakish.
Legit.
Yeah. Better than Broncos.
Can I pose a quick question, Ted? I've watched a lot of these teams now. I think for me, I would be, especially now that the Patriots are basically almost locking themselves into the playoffs, I would be more scared of teams like Denver and Houston, even though the offenses I know are fraudulent and kind of stink, just because those defenses are nasty. And like in the playoffs, cold weather, especially even here in Gillette or in Denver. Like, I don't know, man. I don't want to see. I would rather Patrick Mahomes come to Gillette than see the Houston defense.
Would you rather see overall in your first game Houston or Buffalo?
Buffalo, and I don't even think it's close.
I'd rather see Buffalo.
You don't think that you're that's a recency bias?
No, I watch the Houston defense has been nasty all year. They were good last year. Will Campbell style nasty. Like, I think D'Amico Ryans is one of the more underrated defensive minds right now in football. It's like him and Mike McDonald to me are the two kind of young defensive guys out there. They fly, man, and they're not afraid to hit you dirty. Like Aziz Al-Shaair he'll lay into you, and then Will Anderson is just a monster.
Yep. Drake made debut against them. That was his first start last year. It was against Houston, and they were
Will
on
Anderson.
Him. Oh, yeah. I mean, they were all over him.
To answer your question, Chris, I would rather play the Chiefs than I'd play dominant defense. That might sound crazy, but dominant defenses have won Super Bowls before.
Yeah, saw it with the 2015 Broncos.
There you go. Same exact example.
Well, technically, the Chiefs have allowed less points than the Texans by one.
Really?
181 to 182.
That Chiefs defense is not good.
It's not as good as it's been.
Their secondary is bad.
Yeah, it's not great. McDuffie's still pretty good.
Yeah, he is, but like outside of him, they're not good. I felt like, too, in that last game the Chiefs played, like you were waiting for Chris Jones to make any kind of impact, and he just doesn't. And he even like called out Spagnuolo's like bland play calling after the game.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think the Chiefs have way more issues than they're letting on, and they're kind of bandaged up by the fact that they have Patrick Mahomes.
The Texans' defense is and better in every single metric than the Chiefs, except for points allowed.
Except for points allowed.
So
I can tell you who the worst defense in the league is. That's the team the Patriots are playing in 2.5 hours here down in Cincinnati. That's the Bengals, who have allowed a whopping 334 points in 10 games. For you math majors out there, that is 33.4 points per game allowed. That's ridiculous. It really is. And they score, too. It's not like they don't score, but they still have a point differential of minus 106. Patriots getting some guys back today, including Ramondre Stevenson, including Kayshon Booty. It looks like so. With that said, there's a chance here for Drake May and this offense to do something they haven't really done. I mean, I guess against Carolina, they blew out Carolina, but there haven't been a lot of belt to ass beatdowns that this team is given out on the offensive side of the ball. Should be one today, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, this feels like the perfect opportunity for it. This feels like Carolina Panthers 2.0. Like, first drive of the game, Joe Flacco is going to move it down the field, probably throw a touchdown pass to Andre Yoshivas, Princeton guy, and then all of a sudden the Bengals offense is going to do nothing, and the Patriots are just going to begin the route, and it is going to be an onslaught, whether it's defensive touchdowns, Drake May lighting it up, Travion Henderson with another 70-yard run. It could be all of those things, you know, into one big pot, but this should be a runaway double-digit victory, and I don't think it should be close.
It's such a bummer that Joe Burrow isn't playing.
I agree.
Like, it is such a disappointment, and that's not to disrespect a Super Bowl winning quarterback in Joe Flacco.
He's in his 40s.
But it's just like you've been seeing Spencer Rattler and Bryce Young and Cam Ward and Dylan Gabriel and Justin Fields. It's like,
Murderer's Row.
Please just show another elite tier quarterback.
Somebody
and so it's just
That's
disappointing.
More from the fan perspective, right?
Not just in any perspective. If you're in that locker room, like, don't you want to see the best that the other team has?
I'm fine seeing Joe. No.
Teddy's like, I'm
You're like,
Joe
nice,
Flacco.
Easy day at work.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. No, I'd say it's more from a media perspective of like, God, give us Joe Flacco. I mean, Joe Burrow, not Joe Flacco. Like, give us something real.
Does it matter that he's averaged 31 points in the last three games?
No.
Okay.
I said no disrespect. I'm allowed to say anything after I say no disrespect to the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
That's how it works.
No disrespect. I don't really want to watch that.
It feels
that.
Like the strength of schedule people are weighing on you.
Just a few.
No, I think it's that look, when every week becomes like they should have won this game and then they won the game, it's harder to write about that.
It's true. It's a fair point.
Real quick, Christian, before you go, just to highlight how bad the defensive. The worst defensive team in DVOA in the history of football.
Yep.
Through 11 games. And they have the worst passing defense, the second to worst rushing defense, and the worst defense in points per game. If they get all three being the worst, it would be the first time in the Super Bowl era that has ever happened. So they are
very close
of being the worst defense in the history of football.
What would you, if it's not triple crown, like it has to be something, what's the opposite of the
triple
crown?
Dunce cap?
Yeah, maybe.
I like that. Yeah,
triple
yeah,
dunce.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll workshop that.
Yeah, we'll work on it. No need to rush into anything real quick. With the Bengals, this is also a team, you know, without Burrow. And it made sense that they weren't going to play Burrow. They have the Thursday night game this coming week.
Against the Ravens.
It would have been, yeah, a very quick turnaround for him coming off of a serious reconstructed toe. Like, there was very, I thought, ramping him up in practice, I guess you could see why they do that.
Even
but it
though,
didn't ever
even
really
though they still
like
have a chance
him.
To maybe, they're three games behind Pittsburgh for the division.
You have to win out. Like you
they'd
would have to
yeah,
win.
They would basically have to win out.
At minimum 6 of 7, but probably more likely 7 straight. And it's just, I don't think it's going to happen.
No Chase, no Hendrickson. Like, you know, just call it a day. Like, this is not a season that the Bengals, I think, should be taking that kind of serious anyway. They should be trying to get back in the draft.
I have a suggestion and also a theory.
Okay.
Ooh, okay.
About the turf toe. So, first of all, I think players like calling it turf toe because it's such a bad injury and sidelines guys for weeks and weeks at a time, and players hate playing on the turf. They want real grass, so they're like, this is what happens.
Turf toe
gives you turf toe.
It sounds like such
it sounds
a soft
so
injury, though,
soft.
Right?
We need to rename it like hell toe.
Well, because when you actually
like, he has the hell toe.
Or torn toe, because when you get turf toe, you actually tear like something
ligaments.
In your
foot. Exactly. Or, yeah, hell, torn like toe. Devil's toe. Yep. Like, it has to be something that sounds so awful.
How about this little piggy said owie? How about that?
Oh, this little piggy toe. Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah, it's hard to make a toe injury sound tough. It just is, no matter what it is. It's very difficult to do that. But yeah, it is. I mean, obviously. I've never had it before, but it sounds awful. Just awful. And this Bengals team is kind of awful this year. It's just,
they're
you know.
So bad.
Another easy one on the on the schedule there. And I also just wanted to say that there have been some pretty, not many, but there have been a couple of pretty big upsets this year. The Dolphins beating the Bills was a big upset. The Giants beating the Eagles was a big upset. There haven't been too many more than that. But those are the ones that sort of stick out. Any chance of one of those random wild upsets?
Today?
Yeah, today.
No.
Because that would be on par with those type of upsets.
I won't say no. I think there is a slight chance, and I say very, very slight, very minimal chance that like the Jets make it a game against the Ravens and somehow win with like a last-second field goal.
I can see that.
I just think the Ravens are kind of fraudulent. I don't. Lamar is not healthy, so it's just, unfortunately, he cannot run. He's been unable to run at all, so he's forced to be a pocket passer, which he's been better than he was originally, but he's still not that good. I think that Ravens defense is still working through some kinks, and the Jets get that different quarterback bump today as Tyrod Taylor's the starter. So if there was going to be an upset, that's where my mind would go. There's, I would say, almost zero. I would say zero chance Cam Ward upsets the Seahawks. Yeah. So like big upset alert. I think it's only maybe the Jets over the Ravens.
I could maybe have seen if Jamar Chase was playing. There's a maybe a path. You know, Gesicki's coming back. They're not as good against covering the tight ends.
And the Patriots let teams hang around too.
They let teams hang around. You know, Chase Brown is second in the league in EPA per rush. So they, you know, there is a way in which you could maybe see the Bengals winning. Joe Flacco, he's kind of got nothing to lose. He's kind of he scored, like I said, 31 points the last three games. I could see a chance for them to maybe upset the Patriots, but Jamar Chase not there, please. And as bad as this defense, I just.
And on 10 days rest for the Pats.
10 days rest. I don't see it.
Everything is in their favor.
Yep. Certainly is. All right, we're going to go inside the locker room with Mego here in just a moment. But first, let's take some calls. So we got a lot of people waiting patiently to talk about this matchup today and the other topics we've hit on here so far in the show. We'll start with our good friend Jay in North Carolina. He's up first. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, good morning, folks.
Hey,
the Lunch Pail crew working on a Sunday.
That's right.
I want to talk about the triumvirate. It's Vrabel, McDaniels, and Drake May. It's a triumvirate of success, but they were missing the spark plug. Now Buffalo Bills are missing the spark plug, and that would be Stephon Diggs, who is the spark plug of the engine of the Patriots. But as I say, don't take Cincinnati lightly. Don't take any team lightly because they're going for a I don't think they'll go deeply into, they may go deeply into the playoffs. They're not going to get the Super Bowl because they're missing the depth, and they're missing a pass rusher. And I wish they had taken Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati. I think he would have gone. But I'll call in Monday to speak with a top sports commentator at WEI. He doesn't talk like a bunch of old ladies, and he's always on point. He's knowledgeable. That would be Chris Arkin. Now's the time to ask for a raise, Chris.
There you go. Jay, thanks.
Sick brag, bro.
I mean, wow.
Big fan of. He's always giving you love, man. That's awesome, man.
That's, I was not excited. I didn't know who he was going to be talking about.
Curious about what Jay would have said about Bill Belichick's losing yesterday. They are now but not bowl eligible.
They are not.
Tough end of that game. Do you hear he said it, the great triumvirate? Yeah. He mentioned McDaniels in there. Are you okay with that?
I mean, people can say what they want at this point. I'm on my island. Shime is
to Josh as Cam Newton is to Drake, is basically.
No,
it's the same
not. Like, it's fine. I mean, people can say what they want. I don't think he's, like, look, I don't like a lot of the play calls. I think a lot of the play calls are uncreative and kind of bland and at times stupid. But what he has done for Drake off the field, I think, is important. I think that's good. That's great. I think it was Quincy Avery was kind of like summing up this offense, where it's just all they're doing, they're running the same plays constantly, just out of different formations. It's like they're running mesh like 15 times. It's just different packages, and they're just running the same play so that Drake can break it down pretty quickly and easily, and he knows where to go and how to target it. And that's good, and if that's working, it's working, and I'm not going to complain about it because it's making my guy, Drake May, look fantastic. So, look, I think a lot of Josh,
which is what a coach is supposed to do.
Yeah, Shime. You also did just complain about it.
I was just say, that's what most teams do, is do the same plays dressed up. Just that's how kind of a lot of offenses do it.
I think it's interesting because there's two ways to go about it, right? There's that way to do it, or the Sean McVay way to do it, where he makes every play look the same, but it's completely different, right? He'll run 50 plays out of 13 personnel, but it'll be 25 different plays that he's running out of it.
So it's more McVay than it is Matthew Stafford there then.
McVay has shown the ability to make it work with guys like Jared Goff or Matthew Stafford, even John Wolford for a brief period of time. So like I think there's different ways to go about it, and the way Josh McDaniels does it, fine, whatever.
So,
but
so disrespectful to quarterbacks. He's just saying it was all McVay, not Matthew Stafford.
I never said it's all McVay. I just said McVay is a major reason. Yeah,
more McVay.
If Sean McVay, in my opinion, is the best coach in football. Like, it's like if I'm betting games, I'm just gonna bet Sean McVay every week, and ultimately I'm gonna come out positive because he's the best coach in football.
If you were having a team here next year, would you go with McVay or would you go with Vrabel?
McVay. If I get the choice, I'm taking Sean McVay. It's not even close.
Okay.
I don't hesitate.
Saying a lot of things over there. A lot of words.
Sean McVay, fantastic coach.
617-779.
Give me a call, Sean.
793-7 is your phone number. If you'd like to jump in, we got room for you here. And when we come back, we'll go inside the locker room with Mega.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football Sunday here, WEEI, Arcan, Teddy, Shime Time, and Mego. Mego went into the locker room this week with the guy you just heard there who leads the Patriots in sacks this season, Kalavon Chasen. What are we in for here, Mego?
Well, that's right. He has 6.5 sacks, so he already has passed his entire total for the season last year in 2024. This is one of my favorite guys to talk to in the locker room. He is very close with the rest of the defense, especially for somebody who came in as a free agent over the summer, and I think has really emerged as a leader and definitely a piece on that defense that's going to be even more important as we watch with Milton Williams out to try to generate the pressure that they're going to need to make up for Milton Williams' loss. Not a one-for-one kind of like balancing out, but it's going to take a couple guys to fill the role that you're missing with Milton Williams.
Certainly. All right, we see your phone calls. Full phone lines here on this Sunday morning. Don't say that very often. We'll get to your calls, but first, let's go inside the locker room.
Inside the locker room with Megan Ottolini.
It's just the first question. What do you see from Cincinnati as you look ahead to Sunday?
A hungry team. Obviously, they still play with the belief, and as every team should. And you just don't doubt teams like that, and you never go in with your guard down. So it's gonna be exciting and a tough matchup, and I think we're looking forward to it for sure.
When you say it's a team that still has their belief, how does that show up on film as you guys watch them?
Yeah, guys continue to play hard, man, and they still do things well on offense, man, and find a way to get points and get the ball moving downfield. So, like I said, everything still looks well for them, man, and they're gonna come out ready to fight for everything they got for sure.
You guys are 5-0 on the road. What do you think goes into having that focus and that competitiveness when you're on the road?
Just a true confidence and belief that we all we got is we all we need, no matter where we go. So knowing that on the road is going to be tough environments, thankfully our fans travel well and they support, and we hear them throughout the games for sure. So that's what all road games are about, and it's going to tough environments and find a way to bring it home for sure.
Has there been a particular road game where you've noticed, like, wow, there are a lot of Patriots fans here and, like, it feels different?
No, definitely. Yeah, that Tampa game was definitely one recently for sure that kind of caught me, man. It was just hearing it throughout the game was kind of realizing, like, yeah, we travel well, and that was pretty dope to be a part of for sure.
How do you feel like you guys are improving week to week, getting out in your starts? It seems like it's been something that has been a process for you guys to start fast and start hard. Where do you feel like you're at with that?
Yeah, we still got some ways to go. We still want to fix it. Thankfully, the season's not over with, and this is not our last guaranteed game. So, not with the intention of feeling like that we have time to fix it, because it needs to be as soon as possible. But it's something that we got to keep focused on, man, and we can't let that dwindle regardless of whatever the scenarios and how we came out with the W. That's always going to be an emphasis for sure for this defense.
Something we've heard from a couple guys this week is how much they trust the coaching staff here as individuals. Is that something that you feel, and does that come through, like, communication or one-on-one relationships?
Most definitely. The communication is exceptionally well, but also when you go in those meeting rooms and all these coaches, man, they'd be very well prepared. They have an answer for every question that you have, and if they don't have an answer, they'll find it to you as soon as possible, get it to you as soon as possible. So super appreciative to everybody that we have on the staff. These guys here they're here super late at night, man, just digging out as much tape as they can, however long they got to go back, and just to making sure that we were prepared and see all just aware of all scenarios. So they've been doing a great job, and I think it definitely helps with us on the field for sure.
You've definitely had a lot of highlights this season, been racking up the sacks. Who among your defensive teammates do you feel like is maybe flying a little under the radar or not getting as much attention as they should from us in the media?
Yeah, that's a good question. If you ask me, I'm going to say all 11, man. I think everybody's playing exceptional well. Hate that I can't give you a specific guy, but when we get to turning this tape on, man, and the following day after games, man, everybody's kind of playing some great ball right now. Obviously, there's things, like I'm going to keep saying, that we want to get better in, some things that we want to polish up in, but there's some guys playing some very high IQ ball right now, and it's been very well for the defense for sure. So huge shout out to the guys, the starting 11, the guys who come in and rotate and making sure that we're still on the same page, and that's a true testament to everything that we have going on in the building for sure.
Caleb Von Chase on there inside the locker room with Mego, and a pass rush that hopefully can get to the quarterback a little bit today. That'd be nice to see as well, along with the offense having a big day. Let's get to the phone. 617-779-7937. A lot of you want to chat here. Let's start with Matt in Rhode Island, who has a thought on that Cincy defense. Go ahead, Matt.
Yeah, what's up, guys? Yeah, actually, I was watching college football yesterday, and I had a thing about Ted Johnson and how it relates to Cincinnati's defense, actually. So, Ted, I'm just a couple years younger than you. I grew up in Fort Lauderdale, where everyone's a University of Miami fan. I hate University of Miami. 1993, buddy, when number three Miami went to Colorado, there was an abundance of talent out there. Before you were 52 here, you were 46 there. You were cracking people that day. I still remember that hit you put on the Miami running back, which was heard around the world. But Cincinnati's defense is not that bad against the pass. It's just their unwillingness to tackle is alarming, and I think we'll see that today. Good week for Ramondre to come back. Thanks.
Thank you, Matt. Ted, you want to respond to the whooping you put on Miami that week?
Well, we unfortunately lost that game.
Oh, okay.
But it was a terrible. We were down inside the 7-yard line. I think we had illegal hands to the face by an offensive lineman. We scored a touchdown, and we got a penalty on that play that we scored a touchdown, and we lost the game. And that was a heartbreaker. It was one of the best brawls you ever see. You want to see a great brawl in college football? Look up the Colorado-Miami brawl at right before halftime. We had one of our linebackers going up against one of their freshman linebackers on a kickoff return. And their middle linebacker was a guy by the name of Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Who was a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
And got into it with one of our guys, and it just benches cleared. It was awesome. But we lost that game, unfortunately. Hate to say it, but what was the other question?
Real quick, just before we move off of that, some other names in that game. Warren Sapp on the D-line.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And another defensive lineman known as Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Dwayne Rock.
He was on the awesome Miami D-line back then.
Those were
Ray
those...
Lewis, Warren Sapp, and The Rock.
God, what a defense.
Can I just take 1 second to talk about those Miami teams? Coach Mack, I had the best college coach, Bill McCartney, RIP coach. But
They just put up a statue of him. Did you see that?
They should have.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Just
long overdue. He used to show film of the Miami Florida State games, and he'd just show like the last 5 minutes in the slugfest that those two teams, when they play each other, those two teams were kind of, I think, the you know, Notre Dame, USC, Michigan, but Florida, Miami, and Florida State. But Miami Florida State games in particular were incredible, and the coach used to show films of those games all the time just to show what he wanted from our team. So, but yeah, that was a fun game, but unfortunately, we lost that game. In the last seconds of that game in 93. Great memory there, Matt.
God, yeah, Lee. Very good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.